Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farmed because your family farmed. You farmed because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
No time announced as of yet, but the Senate Agriculture Committee will be holding a business meeting at some point today to consider the nomination of Sonny Perdue as Secretary of Agriculture. He's expected to easily be approved by the committee. Committee Chair Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas announced the meeting yesterday. A favorable vote for Perdue will move the former Georgia governor a step closer to taking his post at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's unclear, though, whether the full Senate will then move to confirm Perdue before it leaves for its two-week April recess at the end of next week. If senators don't get to Perdue before they leave, he probably won't be able to be sworn in until the last week of April at the earliest. When asked if the Senate will confirm Perdue before the Easter break, Chairman Roberts has said, "Hope springs eternal." Commodity groups testifying yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding Title I and crop insurance as well. They pretty well agree we need some tweaks, but no wholesale changes. American Soybean Association President Ron Moore out of Illinois is leading a push by the Soybean Association and 16 other farm groups to boost farm bill spending while at the same time not making any big changes in what we've got.
Crop insurance isn't broken, and it doesn't need to be fixed. Regarding Title I, we encourage the committee to improve a bill upon current programs under the Act, 2014 Act, rather than develop new ones. We believe offering producers a choice between price-based PLC and revenue-based ARC programs appropriately reflects differences between crops and regions, and that another choice should be offered only on a one-time crop-by-crop and farm-by-farm basis.
And then there's trade, which farm groups fear could be compromised in renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement if the administration succeeds in imposing a 20% tax on imports from Mexico. National Association of Wheat Growers President David Shim talked trade.
Within the wheat industry, we have a huge concern over this. With over 50% of our wheat that is exported out of this country, this absolutely factors into a huge component of the price that our farmers are able to receive for their product.
Soybean President Ron Moore says his group wants the defunct Trans-Pacific Partnership to be used as a template for future bilateral deals with countries like Japan. While all the ag groups are in agreement, any modernizing of NAFTA needs to be done without jeopardizing 20 years of gains for U.S. farm exports. National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Producers, among those testifying yesterday on Capitol Hill before the House Ag Subcommittee. Virgil Juergensmeyer of Miami, Oklahoma, will be the newest member of the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted this afternoon at the Oklahoma State Capitol. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.